Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I am Josh.
And I am Jake.
And today we am watching episode number 418, Power Rangers in Space, episode 40.
Do you want to take that one more time? Because you did say in space.
Power Rangers Time Force, episode 40. The End of Time, Part 3.
It aired November 17th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Sorry, let me take that again. Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand? I don't know if we're ever going to see her again. I got to get one last one in. I don't know if she leaves this season because
she's probably so stressed out by now.
Probably. If you're new here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing? Welcome to the podcast. This is the last one of Time Force that we're going to be doing. So maybe you want to go back and listen to a couple other ones of Time Force or maybe any of our other seasons.
Ultimately, it's up to you. Look, I imagine you'll be a little lost if you just jump in now. But
yeah, it is part three. But you know what? Maybe you've already seen all the episodes of Power Rangers recently and you're just looking for a podcast that you can jump onto right now. And you chose us. Thank you. What we do here is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you're on Netflix or the DVDs. I say you can follow along every time as if someone will be there with Netflix on, like pausing and unpausing as we stop to talk about Taint Soda for like a long time.
Yeah, like every time we finish talking about a scene, they play until the next one.
Until we start talking about it.
They pause it and play us, and then they pause us and play the show, and then they pause the show and play us.
Boy, if you ever do that, please record, like videotape yourself, do it videotape. Sorry, I'm 500 years old. Like record yourself doing that, because that would be probably very stressful to watch, and I would like to do that.
I would not.
I just want to know how.
I don't
it's
like watching people do regular things.
Well, no, as someone who's recently watched an unboxing video.
A reaction / unboxing video.
A double threat.
Yeah.
There's an entire industry.
I got tricked.
We've been talked about reaction videos on the show before, I'm sure of it.
I'm pretty sure we did after I watched that Mortal Kombat one. It's just so awkward.
Yeah, there's an entire industry built around it.
I tweeted this out, but it's like, if I like a song and I want you to hear it, and I'm like, hey, you have to listen to the song. And then I look you in the eye and I play it on my phone and I watch you listen to the song. That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird, but that's not what a reaction video would be like if you're like, hey, I like this song. And I'm like, cool, let me watch you listen to it.
Maybe it's because I had already seen the trailer. So then I am watching him watch it for the first time.
Yes.
And it feels like I am showing it to him. And I'm like, how's he going to react to this? And he's weird. It's just weird. It's a weird energy that I just don't understand.
The only reaction videos I've ever seen that I liked were on Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart's Too Short a Lived Show, This Might Get, where every once in a while they would do reaction videos. But it was funny.
But the thing is, there was two of them.
There's two of them.
And they had each other to play off of. You weren't just watching Grace Helbig quietly watch something and with a smirk on her face and occasionally look at the camera.
That's weird. Because she's done reaction videos before where she just like watches a thing and like, you know, reacts to it. But she's not just like this is not going to come out the way. She's not just like genuinely like reacting like, let me just watch this thing and that's it. She's like, you know, doing it for a reason, for a video.
And I don't mean this in a bad way, but she's acting for the camera.
She's like, she's on. Like this isn't how we all, I mean, this is a little bit how we always are, but this isn't like, you know, we're a little bit on right now because we're doing a podcast, but like,
yeah,
she's a professional. She knows what she's doing. She needs to make the video interesting so people will want to watch it. But I guess maybe she doesn't have to do that.
It doesn't
Apparently
seem
people
so.
Love watching people go, oh, huh.
Oh, yeah. Let me pause it and tell you what I think about this part. They look like Pokemon. It's going to be good. Okay, we'll keep watching.
Anyway, I think we're going to go watch the end of time. I think we've been stalling. I don't want Time Force to end, is the thing.
No, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
There was a stretch where it was like, what's happened? What has happened? Look what they've done to my boy.
There were a couple turns in the punch bowl. That's for sure. But by and large, it was really good, and I'm sad to see it go. Also, it's wild that it's already over.
I feel like we started this...
like a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I went on vacation.
When did we start this? It had to be January, right?
January or February? It had to be in January.
Yeah.
Like end of January. That's crazy.
That's wild. Man, time flies. Anyway, speaking of time flying, I don't know what time is going to do in this last part, but we're going to go watch End of Time Part 3.
Time for Time Force.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched The End of Time Part 3.
The End of Time, : it's over.
The End of Time Part 3, Dream Warriors. Time.
That's the
dreams.
Best part.
Dream Time. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
You laughed at some parts that I was getting emotional at, so I think
well,
we're
that's
to talk
just how
about
I,
that.
That's just how I deal with emotions,
well,
okay?
All right, fair. HeyJackAndJosh.com is our archive. That's where you can go to listen to old episodes, like such hits as Please Let This Be Cool and I Love You, Ivan News, Parts 1 and 2, and probably some other ones.
There's about 300 and change.
There's got to
choose
be
from
all of in space.
All of it through. Yes, all of in space.
So, yeah, there's got to be about 300, a little over 300 on there. Wowzers, Bowser. No, because this is episode.
I can just look.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Probably 280. Probably in the 280s, I feel like, is my guess.
293.
So close to 300.
So close, but with the bonus episodes, there is 300 and change.
You got me. So if you want to go there, you can listen to all our old episodes. They're fun. I've been told even the really old ones are still good. I think that's a lie. I think people are lying to me because I listened to like the first bit of some of our old ones. Like I was just on there and I was like clicking around. We didn't even know how to start the podcast or finish it for like 100 episodes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe it was less than that. It felt like 100 before we were like, oh, what if we say may the power protect you like they do with the show?
But it's that meat in the middle. It's the corn between the cob holders. That's the good stuff.
There.
We started out with just a couple toothpicks on each end, and now we've got these big fancy grips, these like motorcycle handle corn grips. We did it.
We got it. I know it doesn't seem like we're very tight at this, but you boy. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Podcasts.
Excuse me.
The prestige. And we're on Stitcher and Google Play sometimes and Podknife and Podbay, which is a dating site that we will start. Because it's actually a pretty good idea. It's a weird idea, but it is predicated on common interests, so I think it could work. We're also on Pod Time. We're on Pod End.
Pod Force.
We're on Pod End Pod Force, and it only the Pod End Pod Force only gives you the last 6 or 7 minutes of every podcast. That's when the good stuff happens.
Yeah.
Or when all the plugs happen and it takes forever. Could go either way.
Yeah. We don't do it at the end of the show, but a lot of podcasts
We do on some of our other shows.
That's true.
Not for 7 minutes, though.
Not yet.
I think we're not yet.
Someday.
Who knows?
Fingers crossed we'll get there. I don't have to find another job. Yeah. But I can get as lost in YouTube as I want to get.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel guilty
about it.
You watch
all the unboxing videos, just get mad.
Me watching unboxing videos is the equivalent of someone sitting on their couch in sweatpants eating ice cream.
Well, as someone who does that often, hey, I even have a job that I hate. So if you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places.
What if for my new job... Uh-huh. I film reaction videos of me watching unboxing videos.
YouTubers react to reacting to YouTubers reacting. Then we could both film a video of you, of us, watching you
yes.
watch an unboxer unbox a reaction video.
Oh, God.
Are they called, if all you do is unboxings, are you an unboxer?
I would assume so. If all you do is reaction videos, are you a reactor?
Yes. You've gone nuclear.
Maybe I'll do it. There's no rules on YouTube. They no. also, there's also like,
there's also infinity rules on YouTube.
Yeah, they don't want to give you any money.
No, it's really difficult. Anyway,
I have a Ko-fi page. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you want to support the show, i.e. us, monetarily, you can go there. You get some cool stuff. You get early episodes. You get review episodes of Teenage Mutant Ninja Fighters from Beverly Hills, which are very fun, I think. The show's good. If you want, if you like when we talk about the thing a little bit and then talk about other things a lot of bit, that's mostly what those
that's the show for you.
Those podcasts are. You can go get those all on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for only $1 a month or more, up to you. We're not anywhere else. I almost said we're also on, but then I'd be lying to you.
Podtune.fm.
We're on podtune.fm.
I don't know if that's real. It might be.
Who knows? Anyway, so this is a Friday episode, and we did all of our stuff last time on Wednesday because we're like, it's the finale, you know, so let's just like get to it. Then we did get an email.
Okay.
It's a real quick one.
All right. Let's hit it.
So we're just going to run through it. This is from Sean. If it loads. There it is. Hey, guys, I'm Sean. I've been listening for about a year now along with Ranger Danger and Yin's guys. Yin's. This puts a very specific thumbtack in the map okay. of where you are from, Sean. You are probably, if I had to guess, from somewhere in Pennsylvania. are funny as hell. Oh, thank you. I wanted to note, since Jen's likely going to be released as DLC for Battle for the Grid, along with some other characters in the game's story mode, will you guys be checking out Battle for the Grid at all, or do you play Fighters at all?
Oh,
well, we've recently established on an episode that they haven't heard yet that you definitely play a fighter.
I play Mortal Kombat poorly. And I don't have the patience for any other fighting game. So I've looked at a couple videos for Battle for the Grid, and it just does not look like my cup of tea.
I saw the story mode video that was coming out. That's what just dropped, right? There's like a story mode with like JDF's going to be in it. Austin St. John's going to be in it, which is wild. It's the first time in 20 years.
That reminds me, there's news to talk about as well.
Oh, yes. We'll get there in just a second. It's old news, but it's 2 weeks old by now, but it's new news to us. But yeah, and then who else is in it? There's a couple other Power Rangers names, and there was someone who was like, and not Amy Jo Johnson as Kimberly. So like, she's SAG. she's not gonna come back. She's also promoting movies, and she's got stuff going on. But I watched it, and I thought, oh, they really love Lord Draken, huh?
Uh-huh.
They're really into this Lord Draken character. And I didn't get to him in the comics, and I have been thinking about, reading the comics again. Next time there's like a sale on Comixology, just buying all of them and diving deep into that well. And maybe I'll also like Lord Draken. It seems weird to me that they are putting a lot of stock into a character made exclusively for the comics.
Yes.
Which is,
there's a couple of them. There's Lord Draken, the Ranger Slayer.
Ranger Slayer.
And there's Trini in like a dragon mech armor suit.
Oh, it's like a Hulkbuster.
Yeah, so they took Trini, silent assassin.
Murderous
Trini
Kwan. Yeah.
And made her a slow tank character.
Yeah. Bad move. Bad move. But on the other hand, bad move. So maybe it's cool in the comics. I don't know. Yeah. So I don't like fighters. The only game I play right now is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I'm 115 hours deep in it. I still have at least 7 people that I have to murder. Minimum. But yeah, not super into fighters. Probably won't play Battle for the Grid. I know that the Ranger Danger guys, at least Michael, is playing it. And they, he talked about doing something soon with it, maybe. So I would suggest you go over there for that.
I just want an HD port of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Sega Genesis fighting game.
I would. I
that
just
has
want...
the Minotaur as one of the characters. And Madam Woe.
Oh, Mighty Minotaur from the third episode?
Yep, and Madam Woe.
The first bad episode of Power Rangers?
And Goldar and Cyclopsis. Those are all the bad guys.
King Sphinx? There's no way King Sphinx was not a bad guy.
King Sphinx, I don't think is in that game.
That is preposterous. Anyway, it looks fine. I don't know what the story mode's going to be, but it seems like you need to know about the comics first. And the story mode is like written by Kyle Higgins, who wrote, you know, the bulk of the Power Ranger comics. Like, that makes sense. It's just a weird move to me that, like, hey, if you liked Power Rangers when you were a kid, this has very little to do with the storyline's all different from that stuff. I hope you read the comics that came out recently.
Tommy stayed evil.
Yeah, what if Tommy got even more evil? And Austin St. John's here, but I did not hear him in the trailer. Just saw his name.
It's probably old voice clips.
Oh, like when he left and they were like, he's over there, and it's going to be a guy like,
hey, back to action.
Hey, I'm Jason. I'm Jason over here. We got to go to Switzerland, guys.
It's morphin' time.
What a weird time in Power Rangers. Speaking of Austin St. John, he's going to be a Beast Morphers.
Yeah.
Him and...
I think what I read was that he's going to be in the Beast Mighty Morphers.
If they call it Beast Mighty Morphers, that's actually very good.
I hope that's what it is. It's going to be like Super Beast
Super
Morphers.
Super Morphers or Beast... Super Beast Morpher Men. Morphin Beasts.
Beast Morphers X.
I mean, that makes sense because they probably already filmed all of the first season by now. But yeah, he's going to be in. And I think also Brendan, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Meha from Dino Charge.
Okay.
Is going to be in. I don't know if they're going to be on the same episode because there was an episode of Dino Charge that had
all the dinosaur
all
teams?
All the three. Well, at least the Red Rangers from the three dinosaurs. But they didn't translate it. It was in Kairyuger or whatever that one was. But they didn't bring it over because they didn't want to call Austin St. John, I guess. I don't know.
Then Hasbro took over, like, yes, we will have Jason.
Yes, we would love that nostalgia hit. It can't just be Tommy and the Green Ranger from Samurai.
And the Yellow Ranger from Megaforce.
And the Yellow Ranger from Megaforce. But thank you for the email, Sean. Thanks for listening. Also, you do, I said it, you do listen to Ranger Danger, so you probably know how they feel about Battle for the Grid. If you want coverage of, like, more stuff, you got to go over there. We just kind of power through the episodes. Speaking of, we've put it off long enough, Josh. I think it's time.
Let's do it.
I think it's time for Time for Time Force.
Time for the end of Time Force.
It's time. We start off where we ended with Wes fighting 1,000 cronies. And they're just taking turns, just three at a time, punching him in the kidneys and the butt. And he's not doing very well. He's doing his best. But he already fought a lot. He's overwhelmed.
Yeah, he went into this hurt.
Yeah.
And he's surrounded by a million cronies.
There's maybe a million, I would say, probably. And the other Rangers, or Wranglers, as my autocorrect decided.
The Power Wranglers. That's the cowboy season.
With a W, like the jeans. they are running. They get into the time ship. We hear Jen say, hold on, Wes. And then we cut to Frax, who's still in Pack Backpack, and he's like, this is too easy. He's not doing anything. Like, just the cronies are doing stuff. He's just standing there.
He's like, yes, once he is dead, then I will destroy the city. That is being sucked through time is that also.
We also get a shot of a time portal just like slooping up some
just like
buildings.
Whole buildings. So I'm going to take these, and I'm going to just put them wherever. Watch out, year 600. Here comes a skyscraper from 2001.
And it could be anywhere on the planet, too, because we've seen them be like, ancient Egypt, the moon, samurai time. So just like, hey, what's up, Renaissance Italy? Here's the Chrysler building. This is a bank. What's up? That's how they got the idea for banks.
Oh, right, because time is just a perfect circle.
Yep. Time's a flat circle. Everything old's new again. Then we cut to the theme song. When we come back, cronies are about to execute Wes.
Yeah. He's still morphed, right?
He's still morphed.
Okay. But they're like holding him.
Yeah. And one crony like specifically like cocks his gun and like points it at his head's off screen, but it's like right at his head.
Yeah, because maybe you can't point a gun at somebody's face on screen in a kid's show.
Maybe, probably not, if I had to guess. But then the Rangers burst in their Zords, which they could send back with people in them the whole time, but they just didn't want to. Womp womp. They do the Cyclone, which we have not seen in forever. The Cyclone mode where they just do a...
Yeah, they just make a tornado.
Yeah, so they just do a 900, and then the tornado pops out. They probably do like a 1080. That's why Tony Hawk can't do a 1080. He's done it, but it caused a tornado. He's like, I have too much power.
I'm too powerful.
I must be responsible with this. And so the tornado knocks over Pack Backpack, who is Doomtron. If this is your first episode, you didn't hear the last one. The Rangers then jump in to start killing the wave of cronies. And we get this big shot of like a bunch of cronies and just like the four Power Rangers kind of scattered like, huh, yeah, huh. That Sentai footage. And then we get like close-ups of them like fighting 30 cronies at a time. And it's pretty dope.
Yeah, they came back with moves because they're doing like flips off of stuff. Like wire flips off of cars.
Yeah, Lucas does like a handspring off of a car, does two flips in the air, lands and lariats crony. I know Trip is doing a lot of like flipping and bouncing and stuff.
Yeah.
Katie grabs one, throws it up in the air, and it lands on a car and blows up. They all blow up too. The final cronies just like explode. Jen just goes ham on a bunch of them. I don't remember exactly what she did. Wes jumps in, and he like tanks 100 laser bullets. Cronies are shooting lasers at him, and he just jumps in. He's got Eric's cool gun, and he just jumps in, gets hit 100 times, but it doesn't matter because he's got a cool gun now, so he's fine. And he just like starts cutting them up and shooting them and doing all that stuff. Then I guess all the cronies are dead. I guess they killed all of them.
They did it
because all the cronies are gone now, and the Rangers. There's a dramatic walk. Wes is on one side. The other four are on the other side. And they slowly walk each other and they power down. And Wes is like, I thought you guys were in the future. Well, yeah, you sent them there. Like, that's what you did. So you should know that they were in the future. Maybe he's like, why did you come back?
It's something like that. I thought you guys went back to the future.
Or I thought I sent you back to the future, maybe. Don't you come back. Trip's got his, he demorphs, got his big backpack on.
He has his Time Force uniform on with his silly backpack.
He's got, that's where he keeps his applesauce. It's got a backpack for his applesauce.
Well, he needs a backpack for Pack Backpack to steal.
Exactly. So he's like, give him a backpack, backpack, backpack. That's my special Time Force backpack. And Circuit's in there.
It does match his uniform.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the one he uses is his Time Force backpack. He just kept it for his big orange shirt.
A Circuit's in there, but that's a secret. We're not supposed to know that yet.
We don't know that till the very end to get closure on the Circuit storyline. They come together, and he's like, I thought I sent you back to the future. And she's like, yeah, well, just like you, we can choose our own destiny. And Trip's like, and Jen says this. And then Trip's like, and we choose to stay here and fight. And it's very good. It's a very good, like, we're a team.
Yeah.
You know, nothing, even you sending us a 1,000 years in the future is going to change that. So then they start making a plan, and we don't really hear what they say, but Wes like, all right, we got to, and then it kind of goes away. We cut to Rancic. He's at the prison, and he's screaming at his little TV thing at Frax, who's laying down because he got cycloned. And then Nadir is like, why don't we just leave? Didn't we already get enough stuff?
We have everything we could want, Daddy.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. She's not.
It's not that bad.
She's not Viper about it.
You're right.
It is not great.
Good Nadira, better than Viper.
Bare minimum, better than Viper.
She made me throw my phone.
You made you throw your phone.
You're right. I'm gonna leave it there.
Okay. He's like, no, I want genocide.
I hate them, and they hate me, and I will kill them for it.
I will not leave until all the humans are destroyed. And then we cut to Bluto, who grabs a little canister and goes, nope, I'm going back to jail. And he puts himself in the cuppy, in the little,
yeah,
thing.
He walks in with the mint condition packaging.
Yeah.
Into the freezer.
Yeah, yep. In the shronky donk.
And I guess it also shrinks you and puts you in there.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's a picture wrap on Bluto. Thanks for coming, main boss of Time Ranger.
They could have just not had him here.
Let's run through all of his many accomplishments. He farted once. He was scared and wanted his mommy. He got a table flipped on him at a surprise date that the other person did not want to be at. And then he jumped into prison.
Great job.
Way to go, Bluto.
Glad he had any airtime at all.
That was super cool. If you take all the screen time that Bluto got and you count it all up, there's probably an episode worth of Eric fights we could have had.
Oh, yes. Fuck you, Bluto. I hate you so much.
So he goes back into his little mint condition box, thermos thing. We cut back to the clock tower, I think, we're still in the city, just like on the street. And Trip is like, here's what you got. You got to shoot the crystal exactly with the gun.
Did I blink and miss when Quantasaurus was no longer on their side?
If you did, so did I.
Okay.
Because I was surprised by this new knowledge. So apparently Q-Rex has gone rogue, and they need to shoot the Trisome crystal to turn it back into a don't Trisome crystal.
But they don't say that. They say, oh, you need to aim for the Quantasaurus and hit it in the crystal. And that's all they say?
Yeah.
Until they actually do it, and that's when we find out it was to make him good again.
Maybe because the crystals were rubbing up against each other, making time portals that, like, that turned him bad. Because this crystal, definitely they show, like, it turned into from the blue one into the yellow spiky one.
Right.
And that is evil, apparently.
I guess. That seems like an opposite visual.
Yes. I thought they were going to shoot the crystal and kill Q-Rex. You know, a sentient being.
Yeah, and take down Pack Backpack in the explosion.
Yeah, thankfully that's not how it goes.
Why wasn't their plan to shoot Pack Backpack in the crystal and kill it?
That crystal is inside Frax, maybe.
That is what it looked like, actually, now that you said that. That's why he has to plug in. That's why he's got to jack in.
He's got I'm jacked in. So West's like, ready? And then they morph. They do one last big time force. He calls Q-Rex. And Q-Rex is like, what? I'm evil, I guess.
Jen, I'm just so mad.
But he calls it like he is summoning it. He's like, Q-Rex, arise. And it was like, ah, no, or whatever, for whatever reason. Jen calls the Zords first in jet mode, then immediately in mode red. They could have probably skipped the jet mode, just gone right to mode red. What do I know?
Nothing.
Then we cut to Frax, who is going very hard in the acting paint. Because he's like, you're never gonna beat me. I don't know exactly what he says, but it's like, it's loud and sharp.
I know at one time he's in that tiny little cockpit and he's just punching everything around him. Like, Rancic needs to win. Rancic must win.
It's like, all right, Frax, get it.
It's like, we get it. You were rewired.
Yeah.
Like
he's been brainwashed. Wes shoots Q-Rex back to being good. It's like a laser pointer, and then it's constant and he needs to like find it. And then he does, and it turns the thing back. And he jumps on and says, hey, Q-Rex is back. And then they shoot Q-Rex missiles. Before this, the Megazord was, like, you know, grappling with it to, like, keep Pack steady. And then it, like, disengages. It shoots him with, like, a Q-Rex laser, Q-Rex missile or something. And we see, like, a zoom-in inside Frax on the Trisome crystal.
Yeah.
And then that blows up. And then Pack Backpack is destroyed immediately. And Frax lands on the ground where Rancic comes up to yell at Frax for losing. And Frax dies.
Yeah, he gets electrified somehow.
I think it's like the last ditch thing.
Maybe.
Does Rancic hit him? with a blast?
I don't think so.
I think he's like, Frax, where did you? And then Frax goes, and there's like a human skeleton inside of him.
Yeah, because he's a man under there, in case you forgot.
Yeah, because this is confirmation that Dr. Ferrix is just like crammed up in there.
And so yet another human man was killed by the Power Rangers this season.
Well, they put him out of his misery.
Yeah, he wasn't having a fun time.
I think it was just like bones and then like just some wet sarcophagus juice at the bottom of his boots, whatever didn't evaporate.
Someone should drink the juice.
Someone should have drank the juice. And they could have gotten a whole new poison disease. Or a very old poison disease. Congratulations. You got mummy pox. Way to go. Please vaccinate your kids.
That stuff was swimming in bubonic plague.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't ingest mummy fluid.
No.
That's disgusting.
No.
And also cannibalism.
Yes. Because
that's people.
What's the statute of limitations on drinking a person?
I don't know. Did you blend them or did they liquefy on their own?
Natural. All natural, baby. Well, free range human juice.
I don't know. It's a gray area.
Who knows? And the at the International Museum of Mummies wouldn't let us drink it. Dang it. Anyway, so now Frax, his face explodes and he dies. Like, that's the end of Frax. His face goes, and then, but like, it shoots out.
Yeah, it pops.
And then now he's dead. And Frax is dead. You know, Gold Robot Jafar from the whole season. He's dead. He's dead now, for real. Which is weird.
It's so abrupt.
Yeah.
Like, they had a 3-part episode here. And I feel like they crammed all the punctuation into this last part.
Well, they
Bluto
did.
Could have been taken care of in part one.
Bluto could have been like, I'm gonzo.
Bluto could have been taken care of when they found Frax.
Yeah, yes. Then Nadira's all distraught. She's like, oh no, Frax. And Rance is like, shut up. Who cares about Frax? And she's like, he was once human. How can you be so cruel? And he's like, I hate humans, and humans hate me, and I hate humans, and shoves her.
I will kill them. He pushes down his daughter.
And he shoves her, and she doesn't, like, go far, but it's still, like, the action matters. And, like, she lands on the ground and starts crying, and he walks away. And then a baby also cries, and she gets mama bear strength, and, like, pops up. And her face. What is that?
Babies are like, it's from Popeye. That's when he eats.
That's
the
spinach. Yeah. So
babies are
spinach. She doesn't eat the babies.
No.
No. But
no. But the love of a baby.
Yeah.
Not even if it's not even for her. It's just the aura of love that comes off of a baby.
Just there being a baby. And I don't want to neg this baby, but like it's a baby looking baby.
Yeah, it pretty much looks like a baby. It's a big baby. It's like 11 months old.
Yeah. This baby can like crawl. It might
Minimum.
Be able to walk.
It can probably walk assisted.
Yeah. I know I've said this on the podcast before, but every time it comes up, I do want to brag that I hold the record at the Peterborough Hospital in New Hampshire of earliest walker. So, 6 months. What up?
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if I can eat solid food yet, but I could walk. I did not know how to crawl, but I could walk. Because I do things the long way, apparently. So
that sounds like speedrun tactics to me.
I was doing some speedrun tactics on baby.
growing up.
Just yep. I got to walking real quick and just made my parents very nervous. Basically what I did was when I was even younger than that, I would pull myself up in my crib and just like stand up. So I got a lot of standing practice too early.
Yeah, you were just building all those leg muscles.
Yeah, and so now I got these big tree trunk thighs because I could walk so young. But then she goes and she gets, and it's weird because like Rantic just walks away and like there's a baby crying 20 feet away and there's a bunch of people there, but nobody cares about the baby except Nadira.
Yeah. And then when she goes over and gets the baby, all the people are gone.
Yeah. And no one's there to be like, but don't take the baby.
Because she goes,
you're a villain. Your hair is bright pink and you're in armor.
And you were just with him.
You came here with the bad guy.
With the bone sword man.
Yeah, and the metal face for now.
She picks up the baby and she's like, we'll find your mommy. And she looks off screen and goes, oh, like, that maybe that's her.
Yeah,
but there's nobody there.
There's no one there.
She just takes him into an old power plant that's about to blow up.
It's so weird. Like, Nadira, you've been on Power Rangers for a whole year. Don't go into a power plant.
Don't go into a building.
It's dangerous in there.
First of all, or quarry.
Never go to a quarry. Stay away from that quarry. Yes. If you can avoid it.
The safest place is in the ocean. Only one battle ever happened under there, and it was the Oysterizer.
No, they also...
I'm sure there was more.
They also definitely went back in sometime in season two. I don't remember for what, but they did.
I believe
you. Am I just saying the Oysterizer twice?
No, I think there was another one.
I remember a second discreet underwater battle.
I'm trying to remember now, because I know they went under for the Oysterizer.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, can I remember footage of the Thunder Megazord diving into the water?
And I
cannot tell.
I don't know. Also, the end of Lightspeed. There's a whole big underwater thing.
With the demons that can't go in the water.
Yeah, because Bat Guy got into a Megazord and just was like clobbering stuff.
Right.
That's pretty dope. So then Rancic faces off against the Rangers. It's Rangers. Ranges v. Rancic. And they're like...
Rangers first Rancic match?
Match? Jen pulls out her badge, and a pink electricity crackles all around it. We've never seen this
Not
before.
Not one time.
This is how we know that she means business. And she's like, you're under arrest, Rancic. You've got nobody left to send after us. And he's like, I don't need anyone. I'll destroy you myself. And it's like very impassioned. It's actually very good bad guy acting. From Vernon Wells. Jen leaps first and is immediately cut in the guts, and she's hit so hard she like hits an ambulance in the side and then falls down and demorphs. So Rancic he drank 65 serums.
He finished his serum.
Yeah. Just drank all of them he could. Then
just took all the tops off and just dumped the briefcase into his mouth.
Then we cut to Nadira hiding in the power plant. We come back. Lucas gets knocked off of a bridge onto a car.
He gets thrown into the bridge and then falls down.
Oh, I didn't notice that part.
I don't remember if Rancic like punched him so hard that he flew up or literally just threw him into a bridge. But he goes flying up, slams face first into the side of a bridge, and then falls backwards and lands on a car like a good 4 or 5 stories down.
It's a little ways. It's minimum like the 83 feet or whatever that they, however many feet, they're like, don't be this tall, you know. 83 feet is probably a little much. It's probably like 20 feet.
Yeah, I think that's too tall to ride the roller coaster.
Yeah,
83 feet. I don't think.
You can't.
I think you're over clearance.
Sorry,
no Superman for you. It goes underground.
Sorry, bud. You're gonna hit your head a lot. Then Rancic goes absolutely ham on Katie and Trip. Basically grabs Katie and like throws her into a building or something. Punches Trip so hard he blows up in midair.
Yeah.
Like twice before he hits a truck or whatever. And they all demorph. Then shots come in. Wes is on his motorcycle and he's like shooting at Rancic. And I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, he's sliding, and he's lost control of the motorcycle, and he's not on the bike anymore.
It looked like he was going to, like, do that side skid, like, throw my bike into you move. But instead, the bike stops short, and he hits the ground as if he was hit. So maybe Rancic shot him, although Rancic doesn't have a gun.
He has blasts. He can just blast out of his hands.
That's right.
He
might have hit him with that, because when he hits the ground, he's also crackling with, like, purple energy.
So then he jumps, well, he doesn't jump up, he like gets up, and Wes goes into night mode, and he's like, battle fire. You know how the battle fire he gained by killing a real dragon,
and
then he
man.
Killed a real man afterwards? Well, and also this is how like one of the main reasons he just like Nadira and Greg out of it, whatever the guy's name was, just like dead, gone forever, like it's very powerful. It doesn't do jack shit to Rancic.
Yeah.
I think it almost will, but then Rancic grabs Wes by the face and slams him into the pavement so hard he blows up in D-Morph.
He blows up 3 times. Like, 3 shockwave explosions come out of this.
It's nuts.
I thought it was... I thought Wes, like, tackled him and intentionally blew up on him.
Nope.
But no, because when the dust settles, Wes is unmorphed lying on the ground, and Rancic is just standing, or, like, walks in and is standing over him.
Yeah, and he is injured, and his mask is blown off, and his face is, like, a brain and an eyeball too low.
The eyeball is down on his cheekbone.
Yep.
And also, he bleeds green.
Yeah,
because the mutant part of his face is just like oozing slime, and he's got some on his arms, which look like it's actually bleeding.
Yeah,
but he's just like seeping.
Yeah, it's
on
gross.
His face, and it's very gross.
It's real gross. Then Jen staggers up, and she like bumps into a car. This might be an ambulance that she hit earlier, and like falls back down, and then she sees all of her friends down, and she gets up. And she like screams at Rancic. She's like, my mission is to bring you in, and I promise you I am going to do that. And he's like, don't make promises you can't keep. And this is like the moment I've been waiting for the whole season. Like,
yeah.
Jen's just like impassioned, like, we're dead, but I am not done. Like, it's very good. Erin Cahill rules.
She's very good.
Erin Cahill is like such a good actress. She should be in movies.
And not just... Realty commercials.
Not just on a realty commercial or selling like lean cuisines,
right.
Which she did once.
That's a shame.
She should be in stuff.
She should be in real Hollywood movies.
I know she's in movies, but they're like movies that we're never going to see, you know?
Yeah.
It's like made for Hallmark movies, maybe, but she should be an Avenger for Christmas sake. So then she looks around, she sees her friends dying, you know, again. I guess maybe she didn't look at him before, but now she gets a good look at him. Like, Wes straight up, like, looks up at her and then, like, faints. Like,
yeah.
He can't even hold his head up. And she looks at Rancic and just says, come and get me, and then starts running to, like, lead him away from her friends, which is a dope move. Like, it looks like she's running away, but that's not what's up at all.
No.
And it's very good. So she runs to the same place Nadira is, you know... The power plant abandoned building.
You know that because there's a burning, like, red Volkswagen bug outside.
Yeah.
That's the establishing landmark of this is the building that Nadira is in.
I think we see Nadira for a second when Jen comes in.
I think so. She's hiding behind some boxes, and I think she sees Jen and then, like, runs off.
Yeah. So then Rancic follows, and he's like, I'm going to kill you, Pink Ranger. And he sees some movement, so he blasts at these boxes. And then Jen pops out from behind a pillar behind him and goes, hey, Rancic. And he turns around. And then she shoots him because she's not going to shoot someone in the back.
No. She'll shoot you in the front.
Right in the front. He gets blasted back.
He turns around and it's like that, like when the Green Goblin dies in the first Spider-Man. Right, he's like,
spoiler.
That movie is like 15 years old.
Spoiler. It's like 18 years old. It came out like 2002.
17 years old then.
2001, 2002, somewhere around
but
there.
But when it, like, when he hits the button and Spider-Man jumps and he's like, oh.
Oh.
That's what Rancic does before he gets shot in the chest.
Yep. Well, hey, it was around the same time.
That's true.
So, actually, no, Spider-Man definitely came out in, I think, 2002. So they watched this and they were like, Defoe, do what Vernon Wells did in that one episode of Power Rangers.
He's like, yes, I will.
I will. Ah. Willem Dafoe rules. He's such a weird beard, but I love him. So he gets shot. Then we see where he shot when he's down, and he just shot Nadira. He just blasted Nadira.
Who's holding a baby?
She got a baby.
We're about to find out that the baby is fine, but also she got blasted by mutant magic.
Yep.
And fell down while holding a baby.
She protected the baby, though.
Yes.
Because the baby, nary a scratch
so
on the baby.
She took the shot in the back and then spun
and then
on
flipped.
Her way down.
I think she's got a career in power ranging. if I had to guess. The first thing she does, this is a dope move too. The first thing she does is ask if the baby's okay, which I love. Like, she was just injured, but that's not important. The baby being okay is what's important, right?
And Rancic checks.
And he's like, oh, let me see. I wrote the babu on accident. And don't worry.
The little babu?
The babu is okay.
Good.
And so she's like, how could you hate something so beautiful? And he's like, I don't know.
All you have to do, if this future ever comes to pass, all we have to do is have an analog style baby and show it to one of the mutants, and they'll go, aw.
Aww.
Crisis averted.
Yeah. And then, you know, her Nadir's ovaries start glowing. She gets super strength from baby smell. Unless it's a ham baby. Some babies smell like ham. It's unavoidable. Look, we all know that some babies are ham babies.
That's true. Most babies just smell like formula and laundry.
And baby. It's like a baby, you know, malaise. But then Rancic's like, my hate almost cost me the one thing in this world I love.
This baby.
No, it's no, Nadira.
It's Nadira.
And she's like, see, mutants can love. And he's like, oh. So she hands him the baby, which is it's a real trusting move, Nadira.
It's a power move. She's like, you take it.
Here's the baby.
You love it now.
You almost killed it. Now say you love it to the baby. Tell the Babu you love it.
This might be my favorite part of the episode, because he holds the baby like facing the camera, so he's got one hand on its back and the other just supporting its butt.
He holds the baby like professional wrestlers watch TV.
Like he's showing you what an award he just won.
Oh, I won a baby.
Look, I have the baby. And the baby looks at his face and then pouts at the camera.
Yep. I have screenshots. Don't worry. They will go up when the episode goes live. The baby, because he's got his like brain and eyeball hanging off his face. And the baby's like, no, please. No. Not the mama.
I don't know a lot, but I know this ain't right.
I know that this isn't it, Chief. Babu not happy. So he gives Babu to Katie. And she just like takes it and like immediately backs up. Like,
yeah, but she's got this look on her face like, this is a trick. You're like, tricking me.
Get away from
and
the baby.
I'm too weak to fight you right now.
Like, yeah, because they're all injured. So like, what if he just was like, oh, the baby, and then spiked the baby.
Spiked the baby and chopped all their heads off at once.
End of Power Rangers. What a bold ending to Power Rangers. No, that's not what happens. He gives Kay the baby. She grabs it, takes five big steps back. And then he surrenders. He's like, I'm ready to pay for what I've done. So Jen reaches behind her, and to their credit, there's like a whoosh, and like a flash behind her.
Yeah.
And she pulls out the biggest pair of handcuffs you've ever seen. They're enormous.
They are about a torso high.
They are a good foot and a half long.
Yeah.
It's like if you took two of the blood pressure checkers at a Rite Aid, but made handcuffs out of them, which is probably, honestly, that'd probably be a good handcuff tech, right? Because that gets tight.
Gets tight and measures the vitals.
And see how your blood pressure's doing. Oh, it's doing fine. Okay. And she handcuffs him while the Halo soundtrack plays. The whole time she's like, and she's handcuffing, like his eyeball's hanging out. There's a scared baby. Nadira's on the ground. And the chanting monks from the Halo soundtrack have showed up.
What a finale.
They got everything.
Going out with a bang.
Wes and Jen, before she handcuffs him, share what... if I was writing the episode, like if I wrote down in the script what this is, it is... Wes and Jen share a meaningful look, because they just look at each other like, is this a trick? Are we about to be pranked?
They all, the whole time, they're all like, this isn't real.
Nah, I don't think so.
This is fake.
No, not Rancic.
It takes more than one baby to grow a heart three sizes.
Well, his heart did grow because he's his daughter.
That's true.
And then also a baby. He's never going to have grandkids if he kills his daughter.
That's true.
So then, after the Halo soundtrack kind of wraps up, we cut to the beach, and Wes is there, and Eric's there, and Papa Colin's there, and all the Silver Guardians you can think of are there. Jeffy's there. Dooley's there.
Dougie.
Pritchett.
Wedge.
Wedge. Gizler. Gonzo. Chris.
Briggs? I think Briggs and Wedge. They might be from Star Wars, but they also are recurring non-important characters in Final Fantasy.
Leon
games.
S. Kennedy is there. Chris Redfield. Albert Wesker. All your favorites.
Well, Albert Wesker's in the future.
You're right. Sorry. I forgot. We don't see him ever again. His last episode was his last episode. Jen saying, here's your ring back. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. We're going back in time. And he's like, hey, sorry. Goodbye. That's it. That's it on Alex. They're all there to wish the Rangers goodbye. First up is Lucas. And he's like, Lucas, be careful on those future racetracks. He's like, well, hey, at least now I have a driver's license. You had a driver's license in the future. So just,
yeah, I think when you get back, it's going to be expired. You're gonna, the one that you got here is expired.
Oh, wicked expired. Going to change that in. And then he walks away and he does like, you know, like a hand up, no look, 360, no scope wave. And he just like goes boom and like it's like teleported into the spaceship.
That's weird because they didn't have to do that last time.
Yeah, there was a door.
You could just walk into the spaceship. I thought it's because they like evened time out that they were just zapping them back individually. Like, and back in time.
And Lucas. And Katie. Katie comes up, grabs Wes in a big hug, squeezes him so tight he can't breathe, all his ribs break. He's like, Katie, come on. I said, oh God, I'm so sorry. He's like, that's okay. I'm actually going to miss your hugs. And then he hugs her one last time and she walks away. And then he goes up to Trip and Trip is crying. And it's very emotional. It's very affecting for me, at least. Like, Trip is actually crying. Like, this guy can act. He just wasn't allowed to.
They just gave him Trip.
Like, Kevin Kleinberg just was like, no. Do not act. Just be a crappy boy not the whole time. But a lot of the early episodes.
Yeah, just be like stupid Tails.
Yeah. 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 What if Tails was a dumb baby? That's Trip. Oh, my. We cracked the code.
We did it.
Sometimes he gets a brain blast.
Does that make Lucas Sonic?
He doesn't go fast.
He's blue and spiky.
He's blue and spiky and goes fast. They should just cast him for live action Sonic.
Yeah.
Just same. He's like 20 years older now, so. Well, 18.
So what?
Sonic's got to be more youthful than that.
Sonic, I believe, canonically is 15 years old.
That seems young.
Well, but he's got to be a sassy teen.
He seems like he's a sassy 18-year-old.
No, I think he's 15, and I think Knuckles is 16.
Because he can drive.
Well, they all can drive. There's a racing game
You're right.
coming out.
Dip.
And Tails is like...
Nine, ten,
maybe
12.
And Rouge is 28.
She's like, she's in the middle of a messy divorce. She's like 27, 28. And then obviously Shadow the Hedgehog is a baby. He's 1 year old. He's zero. Him baby. Because he was made.
Right.
With a Chaos Emerald and cloning.
Kind of. I don't know how. We need to see the How It's Made episode
the
about
lore,
Shadow the
lore
Hedgehog.
On Shadow the Hedgehog is unclear, and I think I can't wait for Sonic the Hedgehog the movie too.
I think
and Knuckles.
I think he's old because he was made by Robotnik's grandfather and fell in love with Maria, who was like
not old,
not who was a kid, and I don't know the relationship of Maria to the Robotnik family.
I don't know.
Also, that's Eggman, if there's any kids listening, I guess.
Yeah, Robotnik and Eggman are the same, but not... Anyway, not the point. The point is that Trip is crying, and he asks if he can keep his hat, and it's very sweet, and I liked it a lot.
And then I made a joke about his backpack being stupid.
And you made a joke
stupid.
About his backpack and ruined the moment. This is Rita's pita all over again. And then he turns around and Circuit's in his backpack. And he's like, bye, Wes. And Wes is like, take care of Trip, Circuit. He's a dumb baby. And then, so that's a wrap on Circuit. Good. Whew, I was wondering where
well,
he got
to. They wrapped that up. The relationship between Circuit and Wes comes to a close.
Finally. And then he goes up to Jen. And they look at each other. And Jen's like, he's about to say something. She's like, you know, we both know that I can't stay. And he's like, I know. Just super sucks. She pulls out her badge. It's like crackling and like kind of ruined. It looks a little scorched to me. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. But she hands it. She's like, I want you to have this. Don't you ever forget me. He's like, I could never. And so she turns around and walks away. And she just stops, turns around, runs back, and jumps into Wes's arms and doesn't kiss him because there are no kisses on this show.
This is the biggest non-kiss we've
Why
had
don't
so
they
far.
Kiss.
Because kids cannot handle two people in love kissing.
They've done two kisses on the show already.
only Tommy can kiss.
Why is only Tommy? What's Tommy got on Papa Heim that he's allowed to do kisses?
Look, he walked into the office at an opportune time, and he's like, I get to kiss Amy Jo Johnson, and then he walked out.
Twice, minimum. This should be a kiss. This is, I am still furious. I have not stopped being furious about this in the 2 years that have passed since I watched this. There's no reason this is a hug and not a kiss. And then she says, Wes, I want to tell you, I love you. What?
Yeah.
The L-bomb.
And then he says it back.
He says, I love you too.
He says it back. And then he says, I wish I could live 1,000 years so I could be with you again.
That is so good.
It is.
And also, 1,000-year-old evil Wes, who just tried to stay alive for so long so he could see Gen 1 last time, is a Power Rangers show I would watch.
He just bleeds serum.
Yeah.
And like, if he doesn't take his serum every 26 minutes, he just gets old.
I will watch it. I will watch the show. But then she walks away after their big not a kiss. And then Eric and the Silver Guardian Department, they salute. And
then we get like an extreme close up of the thruster going off. And yeah. I thought they were like firing a 21-gun salute.
I did too.
Like a big cannon.
Yeah.
And I was like, they are not dead. They didn't die in battle.
Nope.
But it was just the ship taking off, so it's okay.
Yeah. So then Papa Collins comes up and is like, hey, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, I'll be fine. And he's like, all right, I got a business proposition for you. All right, hold on, Ellie, hear me through.
But Wes is like, Dad, it's been 5 seconds since my girlfriend blasted 1,000 years into
life
the future.
Just flew into the future, and I'll never see her again as long as I live. And then he's like, all right, well, just okay, let me just hear me out. I'm going to make some changes to the Silver Guardians. We're going to protect the city for free, everybody.
That's real easy to say when no calls are going to be
There's
coming gonna in.
There's going to be a lot of people cut from the Silver. Sorry, everyone, hours are pretty tight here at the Silver Guardian Department because there's no more monsters.
Are they just the new police? They're the free police?
Yeah, it seems like these privatizing police, which I'm very against.
But it's free. They'll protect you for free, like the police already do.
Well, that's taxpayer money. But this is a bag. This is a baby brain bag of worms. This can only work in a show for babies. If you don't think about any of the implications, then cool, Dad. You turned over a new leaf. And he says, like, yeah, but it's gonna need a good leader. He's at this point. He has walked Wes over. To 1 foot away from Eric.
He's got his arm on Wes and his other arm on Eric. And he's like, Wes, I want you to lead the Silver Guardians.
We need a good leader for once. And Eric's just right there.
Eric is about to shoot Wes in the stomach with his gun.
And Wes is like, I'll accept on one condition. And he's like, oh, you got me. What is it? And he's like, Eric is my partner. Okay, good. At least I didn't like bye, Eric. See you never. Have fun with your big shirts. And then they do like the predator, like you son of a biscuit handshake.
Yeah.
It's not like a real handshake. They do like the hand clasp. And then Wes looks at the badge and he goes, I think the future looks pretty bright. Because he couldn't see as far as 2016 or farther. I don't think. And that's it.
Yep.
That's a wrap on Time Force.
It's kind of a bummer.
It's very bittersweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you started.
Yep.
I get to pick the best. It's Jen yelling that she promises to take Rancic in.
That and leading Rancic away from her dying friends.
Yeah.
So that they can like recoup.
Jen being maybe one of the best Power Rangers of all time.
One of the best Red Rangers we've ever seen.
Dope as hell.
Yeah.
That's the best. The worst is I want to give it to a couple things, but I don't think any of them are super bad. Do you have one?
I do.
What's your worst? Be nice to Nadira.
I can't. It's Nadira. It's not just Nadira. It's this might be a little harsh, but it's the character assassination of Nadira.
It's the complete 180.
As soon as she saw a baby, she wanted a baby and was weak.
Yeah, that is.
She
that
got
is...
shoved down and just stayed there and cried, and that's not what Nadira would do.
Yeah, if Nadira stays down and cries, it's because like her shoes got blown up or yeah. something. But she's turned over a new leaf because of babies. It is pretty like cliche and a little gross.
Yeah, it's just like. There's like a dash of like sexism over it.
Yeah, a little bit. Like you know, women, baby fever. That's why we can't let them do anything because they're just gonna. They don't. Right. They can't be CEOs. They're just gonna want babies. That whole bullshit. All that garbage.
Yeah.
That's also my worst. I thought you were gonna say her acting, which was pretty bad. But
I mean, that was a close
that's
second.
Part and parcel of the character.
I thought I'd be nice. You asked me to be nice, so I was.
Thank you. MVP is Jen.
Is Jen.
Jen. All the way.
Yeah.
So good. Now we got to rank the finale, the end of time.
Yeah.
If we were ranking it on the name alone, it would be like top five.
Yeah, I think it's still maybe top five.
I think it's still top five. I just love the name, the end of time. There's like so many meanings there. It's like it's accidentally super clever for Power Rangers, which I really like.
Is... Well, first of all, I just want to say, of this three-parter, I think part two is the strongest episode.
I think part two, and then part three, and then part one.
Yeah. I just wanted to get that out there. That's if I was to rank these episodes, that's their order.
Yeah.
Does the just bona fide coolness of these last three episodes compare to the overall weirdness of Beware the Night?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't...
Because
like,
I mean, these episodes were good. I had a good time watching these.
Yeah.
I had the most fun maybe watching Beware the Night.
Yeah. I mean, like, we can all agree that Movie Madness is still the best.
Yeah.
I think it maybe is better than Quantum Secret.
I think so, too. Is that the dinosaur one?
No, that's the muscle butt suit. That's the first muscle butt suit.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's better than that. I think the reason that one was so high is because he got aggressive inlines and then flew through the sky and killed a giant on his own.
Yeah, like by himself with like a knife.
And then maybe only use that suit one more time effectively.
I definitely remember it at least twice more, but I don't think any more than that. So coming in at number three, The End of Time, parts 1 through 3. And that's all. Folks, that's all she wrote for Power Rangers Time Force. Josh, you got any final thoughts on Time Force?
I do have a few. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very good. Well, it's one of the better seasons of Power Rangers that we've covered, for sure.
Definitely.
It does occasionally commit the sin of being more about the Red Ranger than the others.
The Red Ranger's very good, though, so I'm mostly okay with it.
I just think over the course of the season, I would have liked to have known more about Lucas, Katie, and Trip. I think we might have got enough Trip.
I think we definitely got enough Trip.
But Lucas and especially Katie are still some like big question marks over them.
Yeah, I feel like Katie got two spotlight episodes, and that was it.
Yeah. And even in Movie Madness, she was just dancing.
She was, like, off to the side dancing and singing the whole time, and that's it. Like, which is fun, because it was like, oh, get it, because she's very strong, but, like, she's also feminine. Like, you can be both, you know? You don't need to, like, pick one. But also, like, the big strong one just wants to sing and dance. That's kind of fun. And then she gets to do that. And we don't see her do anything else except sing and dance until they are all out of the movies in part two. Lucas got, you know, at least 4 or 5 spotlight episodes. Trip got, I think, more than anyone else.
Probably.
Except for Wes, because, like, you know, Red Ranger. But Wes is, like, a very good boy, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I like Wes a lot. I wish it was more of a team focus and less of a Red Ranger kind of, like, assimilating into the team.
Yeah.
But overall, I liked it. I'm not trying to dog it too much. I just had a couple of things I wanted to point out.
Yeah, I think it's the best season because the acting overall is like head and shoulders above pretty much everybody else.
Everything else so far.
Which is really good. Like, it's weird. It goes a long way, especially because they can all still do fights.
Yeah.
It's not like we picked you to do one or the other. It's like you can do both and you're very good at both. Especially like Dan Southworth, who's like a very good actor for the role he was given. And rules of fighting, and maybe should have gotten at least 30 more minutes worth.
Yeah.
Bluto's run of fighting.
Cut Bluto. Give me more Eric kicks.
Yeah. Perfect season. It did have some stinkers at the end.
It ran out of gas.
Yeah. And they had to refill.
Yeah.
And then it sputtered another episode and then or two. And then the finale happened where they were just like kind of firing the whole time.
Right. And it just rode off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's going to be a crossover episode, a team up episode.
There is next season.
So hopefully they'll tie up some of the Jen and Wes stuff because I feel really bad that she had to go back.
Yeah, it's weird. So last episode you said, like, I have a bad idea about where Alex came from.
Yeah.
Because were you expecting her to stay behind and then he is their descendant? Yeah, same.
I was expecting her and Trip to stay.
Yeah.
Because Trip said in the last episode when Wes forced them to go back that this felt like his home and he wanted to stay.
Yeah.
So I expected him to stay. And I expected Jen to stay to be with Wes.
Yeah.
And I expected Katie to go home because she had that whole meltdown about...
Because her family is there. Yeah. Yeah.
And Lucas...
Lucas would probably just go because, you know, because...
Yeah.
He's doing Lucas stuff.
He can drive faster there.
Yeah. Cars are way faster in the future, I would bet. They run on light gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fully expected that to happen and it didn't. And now, like, okay. They're just gone now.
Yep.
Now Wes has to move on if he wants the future to happen. Because if he doesn't have an heir, then he can't, if he doesn't pass his DNA down, then the story doesn't happen.
Maybe he hooks up with Teresa.
I mean, you could do worse. But Time Force, very good. Mm-hmm. I really like Time Force. I've heard Wild Force, not as good. But I'm excited about it because it's going to be mostly new to me.
Yeah, it's all new to me. And so was Lightspeed, and that turned out fine. And we also heard that one was not so good.
That's true. Maybe we'll love Wild Force.
Maybe we will.
Also, the theme song, Owns Bones. Even when you sync it up exactly to Sable's theme song. Which we did before we started recording because I made a joke and then you made another joke and I was like, well, we got to figure it out right now. But next week is probably going to be the Frankencast. Two Frankencasts, one for the first half, one for the second half of the season. And then we're going to do one episode for a month or so. We'll kind of see how long it takes. My birthday is in June. So I might take the birthday month off from doing two a week. The first like proper hiatus episode is going to be really fun. We're going to have a lot of guests on for it. It's going to be kind of a mess and a nightmare to edit, but it'll be very fun. So, I'm very excited for that. But this is a wrap on Time Force.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week with us from the past making goofs and talking about wrestlers and Sonic for too long.
Yeah.
And who knows what
maybe
else.
Mortal Kombat, unless you didn't cut that.
You know, it was a solid 15 minutes, I feel like, so maybe it got cut, but, you know, the episode's kind of short otherwise, so I don't know. Anyway, thank you for listening to The Morphin Grid, Time Force. And until next time,
may the power protect you. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
Okay.
It sounds like frogs croaking.
It's like frogs, but then behind it is Chewbacca.